Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hope you're doing well today. I want to talk to you about a kind of a unique topic, something I hear come up fairly often. Don't think I've ever addressed it. Daniel did not pray out loud and in public. That's the name of my teaching. Daniel did not pray out loud in public. I'm always hearing churchianity folks. These people love to do public prayer, posting on Facebook, posting on YouTube, calling for national days of prayer with the world. They love to do their public prayer. And I always hear them saying, talking about Daniel, using him as an excuse. Now, I believe that the Holy Word of God teaches us that prayer is a private matter. We'll cover that in a little bit. But they love to say that Daniel was praying out loud in public, making a spectacle of himself, and that's why they do what they do. Is that true? Is that what God's Word says? We're going to take a look at this verse. As always, be Bereans and get to the truth of God's Word versus these false people. Daniel 6, verse 10. And now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So here we have Daniel in his house, in his chamber. He's not out in public at all. And his windows happen to be open. We don't even know if they had covers on the windows. Doesn't say that. It says his windows being open, meaning they could have been open style windows. We don't know. But there's no evidence that he's in public. There's no evidence that he's praying aloud and making a spectacle of himself. Daniel was simply doing what he always did, praying at home. Continuing, even though they passed a law and said you couldn't do it anymore. Again, scripture doesn't show any loud yelling. It doesn't show him making a spectacle. It doesn't show him purposely doing it in public. He was just praying at home. What does the next verse say? Daniel 6:11. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. So these men assembled and they came and they found David. All right, pretty easy to find him. They probably knew where he lived. And he was praying at home. It wasn't public prayer. It wasn't loud. It wasn't a spectacle at all. These people are twisting scripture, adding to scripture, just to cover their churchianity prayer antics, where they pray all over the place with all kinds of people in public. No. What do we see the examples of in the New Testament? All the examples in the New Testament are private prayers in the New Testament body with true saints only, not out praying in the streets with people of the world. I do recall one time Apostle Paul, that I recall, gave thanks for food in front of some Roman soldiers when they were on a ship and they were being tossed about for many, many days. But it wasn't like prayer. He was giving a thanksgiving for the meal, and it was his thanksgiving to God. He wasn't linking with these people, and there probably was no place in that situation to go and privately pray about the food or give thanks. So it was a public giving thanks with the Romans there watching, or whoever was on the boat with them, I should say. It wasn't a public spectacle prayer thing like we see going on all over the place. Now, Jesus tells us how to pray. I'm telling people this all the time. I don't know why it's so confusing for people. Matthew 6, 5, and 6. When thou prayest, thou should not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Pretty clear. All right? I'm always amazed how people are twisting this, making it confusing. It's very clear in Scripture how Jesus told us to pray. Prayer is a private matter. It's not for the world. It's not to be made public. It's not a spectacle. It's not to be used as a stunt like National Day of Prayer and all these things they do. Daniel was not praying in public at all. Daniel was praying at home. Some people overheard him, and they wanted to get him in trouble. God delivered him. Yeah, shut the mouths of the lions and delivered him. This proves what I always tell you. Don't go along with what the false teachers, the churchianity people, their traditions will tell you. Go and look up the scriptures and test it for yourself, and God by the Spirit will reveal you the truth. Daniel was not praying out loud in public. Daniel was praying at home like he always did. Men came to get him in trouble and find him out. Don't let people twist God's holy word. We're to rightly divide it, be led by the Spirit. Jesus said in John 16, the Spirit will teach us all truth. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you saints are holding fast in the word. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Pouring out every day. Loving God. Loving our neighbor. I hope that you are praying in private. Obeying what Christ said. Pray with only true holy saints. Don't be doing this public prayer. Don't be doing prayer with people you're not united to. Don't be praying with people of the world. Prayer is a very special private thing. Daniel was doing it in private. Jesus did it in private. The New Testament saints did it in private, only with each other. Yeah, that's good enough for me. How about you? Hey, this has been Brother James. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.